Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. For the last 3 years, PEN America has published an anthology of the best debut short stories published that year. A panel of judges selects 12 short stories that all go on to receive the PEN Robert J. Dow Short Story Prize for Emerging Writers. These same 12 stories are also then published in the PEN America Best Debut Short Stories anthology via Catapult. And it's right here. This year's judges were Danielle Evans, Alice Sola Kim, and Carmen Maria Machado. And the series editor was Yuka Igarashi, who is also the web editor-in-chief of Catapult and the editor-in-chief of Soft Skull Press. They are joining me now to discuss these year's selections of debut short fiction. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
So Yuka, in the introduction, you write, "What moves me when I read, what I remember best, tends to be smaller than plot, structure, theme, or setting. It's often a sentence of a detail, or it's more elusive." Can you, and then you go on and you feature a sentence or two from each story. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide on this presentation?
I think it's really hard to get across what makes a story special unless you really hear what the story sounds like. Especially with short stories, I think sound is really important. In that way, it's a little bit between poetry and novels. And I wanted to sort of be as specific as possible because I think that's one of the things that makes these stories really special.
And when you say sound, do you mean the cadence of the sentences? Do you mean the way the characters speak?
I think both of those things.
Okay.
I also think that these stories take so many different approaches. There's so many different forms that they take. Some of them are letters. Some of them are written in the second person. Mm-hmm. Some of them are written in the present tense. And I think all those things you can sort of see better. And it's easier for me to just say, look how good this is, rather than try to speak for the stories themselves.
And this is the third year that the anthology has existed. And you write, quote, "often anthologies need to fill a lack." What did it need to fill?
So there are a lot of short story anthologies that exist that are annual. A really big one is the Best American Short Stories or the O. Henry Prize. This is the only anthology that features debut short story writers, and I think that makes it really special.
Alice, what are some of the qualities that you look for in a short story?
Good, big question. I think when I was reading for this award, I just looked for if I felt that kind of animal brain level enjoyment and pleasure. And then, of course, you know, as you kind of keep reading and thinking about these stories, you have to drill down into, you know, what are the important qualities of stories that you think should win this award. One of the things I searched for was a sense of newness, freshness. And this could show up in things like, you know, structure, you know, experimental structure and playfulness, or, you know, even with a story, let's say, takes place in the past, you know, and is perhaps more traditionally structured. You're still getting this very fresh, interesting perspective, and the sense that the story could only have been written now and written by that person. And along those lines, you know, there were also a lot of stories kind of narrated by children and young people, which I thought was a really, kind of fascinating trend to find among all of these submissions. And those stories were a lot of my favorites as well.
I was going to ask if you saw in the short stories, and either of you can answer this, any part of our current culture reflected back?
Yeah, I mean, I think Alice started to talk about this a little bit. The very first story in the collection is about a woman who climbs a flagpole to take down a Confederate flag. Obviously, that's a story that could...
Bree Newsom.
That is, I think it was actually ripped from the headlines. I think it was based on a story that actually happened. And other stories, I think, sort of engage with contemporary issues. There's one really great one in which a boy is told that his stepfather is away at school, and sort of throughout the story, the reader slowly starts to understand that he's been incarcerated. And I thought that was a really unique way of showing both a child's perspective and sort of engaging with contemporary issues.
I did have a question about that story. Today you're a Black revolutionary, because it almost reads like reporting in some way.
The Confederate flag story.
Yes. Yeah. So in terms of reading it as a short story, what makes that a short story, in your opinion?
Well,
did I stump you?
Yeah. I think there's a lot. I think a lot of it is imagined. It's written from the second person point of view, which is also such an interesting choice, because it makes the reader sort of implicated and have to identify with this woman. Another thing I really love about that story is that it's called Today You're a Black Revolutionary, and it seems as if this woman is going to be this hero, but really she's very complex. Mm-hmm. She's sort of jealous of her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend and calls her Beyonce. It's really funny, and you get this sort of complex point of view that I think is short stories are really good at conveying.
My guests are Yuka Igarashi and Alice Sola Kim. We're talking about the PEN America Best Debut Short Stories. Can we talk a little bit about the process? What is the process you go through to get down to this number of stories that you can include in the anthology?
Sure. So as I generally understand it, first what happens is the editors of these literary magazines and journals in which people have been published, you know, if these writers are on their first publication, then what the editor can do is submit that story to the award. Mm-hmm. And from there, I think that's kind of where the judges come in, you know, and me and Danielle and Carmen kind of all read this from this pool of submitted stories separately and kind of use, you know, our own thinking and own process of narrowing it down. And then a little bit later, we kind of reconvene and discuss, you know, which ones we thought, you know, were kind of at the top of our list and going on from there. So that's just very generally how it worked.
We actually, if you don't mind, we want to get our listeners in on this because we have a big audience of readers. Our audience loves to read. Mm-hmm. So audience, if you're listening to this conversation, you're thinking, I have a short story that I love. Mm-hmm. We'd love for you to share it with us. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. If there is a short story that you love that you would like to share with our guests and with the rest of our audience. You mentioned that about the editors submitting. At the beginning of each story, there's like an editor's note before the preface, before each story. Why did you decide to include those, Yuka?
So the editor's note is also another feature that makes this anthology special, I think. A lot of these editors are working at smaller literary magazines because they're the ones who publish debut short stories.
Sure.
Because, you know, the bigger magazines that you might have heard of, sort of famous writers want to be published in them, and so they do. So there's a whole lot of smaller magazines that people might not recognize. And highlighting the work that those writers and editors do to sort of nurture new writing and to go on to sort of support these writers at their very early stages is really important. And I wanted to just give them a chance to talk about what their processes were like and how they chose their stories. I also think it's a really good way for new writers to get to know magazines and sort of understand what they're looking for. And like, if you have written a short story and want to submit it, you can read these editor's notes and say, oh, this is what they're looking for. This is what they are excited to see. There's a lot of magazines that have different focuses. In this anthology in particular, there's a really great magazine called Quailey and another one called Auburn Avenue, which publishes emerging writers of color. There's a really great magazine called Lady Churchill's Rosebud Wristlet, which is it's a mouthful, and it's published by this writer Kelly Link and Gavin Grant, and that one is much more speculative. So it publishes short stories that are inflected with genre in different ways. And I think those things, it's just nice for people to sort of get to know those magazines and to sort of familiarize themselves with sort of a bigger pool of magazines that are publishing short stories.
It's also great for the reader, for readers have places, new places to go. Everybody always wants to find something interesting and new. So as a reader, not only do you get a short story, you get a window into another platform.
Yeah.
The sequencing of the book and the anthology, what kind of flow did you want to create?
Oh, this is like a really great question because like I always used to make mixtapes when I was a child. And I feel like this gets to indulge my mixtape making itch. And yeah, so I think of it sort of in that way, just wanting to group things together that sort of are in conversation with each other, but also sort of highlighting it's such a variety in this issue. So in this book. So a lot of it's just balance, thinking about what's a strong start, what's a strong finish, what flows together. Yeah. I'm not really sure if I could be really nerdy and specific about all the different ways the themes connect, but I think that might be too much.
Why don't you give me one? Share, nerd out on one.
Well, I think one of the things I thought about was, let's see, sort of putting the second person stories a little bit apart from each other so that they sort of get pinpointed in different ways. There's some stories that are just ending stories to me, the closing stories, and some are just get your attention beginning stories. And I think that I thought about that a little bit when I was putting it together.
Let's take a call. Jared is calling us from Brooklyn. Hi, Jared. Thanks for calling All of It. What short stories do you love?
Thank you for taking my call, Allison. I was just going to say Nine Stories by J.D. Salinger.
Nine Stories by J.D.
Yeah, particularly, Perfect Day for Banana Fish, an ending story. But for Esme with Love and Squalor, I just always felt like that was the quintessential short story. And the form that it takes, I think, is just wonderful.
Jared, I'm curious. What is it that you like about reading short stories?
First thing, they don't take as long as novels. I can't put my finger on it, but I love that they envelop you in a world a little more quicker than, say, a novel or a long, long book. And I find that I can blow through them quicker, honestly. There's a lot of information packed into a little, like Perfect Day for Banana Fish, I think is 13 pages long, and there's so much to unpack there. And I love that I can read it over and over again and find something new about it, or try and find something new about it, especially with those. I mean, the Salinger ones, I mean, the Glass family, you can just unpack those forever and ever, find something new as I get older every time.
Jared, thank you so much for calling in and for listening. We appreciate it. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. We're discussing PEN America's Best Debut Short Stories. My guests are Yuka Igarashi and Alice Sola-Kim. So, did you know, you mentioned about children's voices being something that you noticed in terms of the crop of stories you got. What do you think about that kind of storytelling? What can it accomplish that a quote-unquote adult story or narrator can't? Or what opportunities does it provide? Let's put it that way, in the positive.
Yeah, I mean, and so many, really, because one of the things that I looked for was just, like I said, this like sense of freshness and newness. And what a children's perspective can do in a story is defamiliarize what is familiar, what is usual. So what we have is this kind of new perspective on something that we've been accustomed to seeing and thinking about in a certain way, which is something that I always want, and a kid's perspective provides that. You know, the other thing is, I think, not in every instance or every story, certainly, but a kid's perspective can maybe shine a light on certain things that are very wrong in society, and, even on a personal level, like, let's say a kid observing, their parents or something like that, you sort of see that there is like maybe so much going wrong and all of these undercurrents of kind of emotion, but we're a little distanced from them because it's the kid's perspective, a kid who doesn't understand everything, but also understands so much more than we could ever imagine. And there's something really kind of sad and beautiful and perfect when that's done well, as it is in these stories.
Let's take another call. This is Zach, who is calling us from Crown Heights. Hi, Zach. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. What short stories do you love to read?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, Raymond Carver, phenomenal short story writer. Cathedral obviously goes. We love Why Don't You Dance? He's the American Chekhov.
Mm.
And what? Shout out to Chekhov.
That's why you love about public radio. You can literally say shout out to Chekhov. Before I let you go, real quickly, Zach, what is it that you like about short stories?
It requires such a mastery that, like, you know, if you're for longer form like a novel, you've got so much room for description and to really like to lay out a character and develop a character. But within a short story, every word matters so much that it's for me, they're just a pleasure to behold.
Zach, thank you so much for calling in. Yuka, before I let you go, submissions are open for next year. Tell us a little bit more.
Sure. So submissions are open until November 15th. The editors of magazines, if you're listening, please do submit. Or if you are a writer who's published a short story in a magazine in the last year, so that in 2019, you can always ask your editors to submit to us. And the judges for next year are really exciting. They're Tracy O'Neill, Deb Olin Unferth, and Nafisa Thompson Spires.
This year, you can catch the best debut short stories of 2019 from Pen America. Yuka and Alice, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
so much.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I will meet you back here next time.